All right, Lorenzo Locurcio. Hey, man, first of all, what is Wildcat Race Team? Showed up here, two top tens. Good job.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we're a new team. We started it. You know, I put a lot of work into it, calling all the sponsors and everything, pretty much playing team manager.
Oh, so it's your deal.
Yeah, yep. It's my deal. So we got a great support from people all over the world. So it's good. Hopefully it can grow into more. Yeah, it's a very good debut for the team. We didn't know what to expect, honestly. I'd been recovering from injuries, so I missed Supercross this year. And, yeah, we showed up. I got 7th in the first moto, 11th second moto after a really bad start on a small tip over. But, yeah, can't complain. My other teammate, Boutron, got 7th overall, too. So we can't complain. 7th and 8th, new team, pretty much standard bikes. So can't complain.
I think all of us were like, wow, look at Locurcio, and wow, look at Boutron. Like, we're all pretty impressed.
Yeah, for sure. Not many people thought we were going to do anything, so it's good. I knew what I could do. I've been riding really hard. I don't have much time on the bike, honestly, since I did ACL and then I did a shoulder surgery. So my time has been limited on the bike. I haven't tested it at all. So I just rely on my fitness. Today, second moto paid off after that crash and all that came through the pack. But, yeah, quiet, but yeah. Made top 10.
And then how did Boutron become? Did you meet him over in Europe at times, or how did he become your teammate?
Yeah, we were teammates back in Europe the last 2 years. And like then
2005 or something?
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, and then, we became really good friends. I introduced him to a couple of people in Venezuela. He's now racing in Venezuela, doing some schools and stuff like that. Yeah. So, and then after that, he brought sponsors from Spain and Venezuela. Yeah. And then I brought sponsors from Venezuela, too. And then the guy at Czech Republic, the team that we used to ride for, they folded there. Okay. And then, he was like, hey, I want to help out as much as I can. So he's even here helping out. And we're really good friends, and then it all came together pretty much, and then we were able, like I said, I've been working on stuff just to get all this the way it is right now, so I'm pretty proud of that. Thankful for my family, all the sponsors that actually took a gamble on me. You know, I've been gone for two, three years, and I haven't been racing at all last year, so just to come back and do this, it's been good.
Did you surprise yourself, or were you feeling like, I mean, you've had good results, you know how to go fast, you've had good results before, were you like, yeah, I think I can top 10. Like, did you surprise yourself?
To be honest, no. I'm actually disappointed in myself. Okay. I rode really tight in the first moto. I got arm pump, and then I was just salvage mode in the first moto. And then the second moto, like I said, I really ruined the start, and then I tipped over. But like I said, it's all my own fault. I think I just need more race time, and the more I want to translate my speed from the practice track to the race track. Yep. So if I do that, I can be happy. Like I said, results right now, I know the field's a little depleted with all the factory guys hurt, but I don't care about results. I care about my riding. And I wasn't really pleased with my riding today. So back Monday, back to the drawing board and back to Hangtown.
Where are you going to base yourself?
We're based out of Moto Sandbox in Claremont, in Florida. Yeah. So, it's pretty good. They helped me a lot there. And I lost my riding partner. You know, Kenny decided to go to WSX. So, I got Chiz there.
Chiz, yeah.
But pretty much, you know, he's been testing here in California. So I've been riding by myself. And then he was riding Supercross. So that I was a little scared on that just because I've been riding by myself, nothing to gauge on, because Boutron, he was racing the Spanish championship and over in Europe, and then he was doing Venezuela championship, so I had no one to gauge myself off, just last year's lap time from most men and Roxen. So like I said, I'm pretty happy.
Hey, you keep this up, you're gonna maybe be on in the good side of the pits.
We hope so, honestly. So we hope so, because we're pretty far away.
It was like they probably didn't know who the hell you were. I don't know.
Well, yeah, the guy that parked said that they didn't know we had such a nice setup. So hopefully next weekend we're on the other side of the fence.
Good job, man. Keep it up. And Boutron, too. Really impressive. Good to see you back here.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.